Well, good morning. Good morning. I'm hoping that the word that you were using just now with your friend was sticky.
Sticky.
Is that the word? Well, we're going to use that. We're going to use that word. Okay? Because what happens when you're sticky all over? What do you have to do?
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands, or maybe your whole body. I want to talk about bathing. Have you ever had a bath? I hope so. At least one sometime. Until we're all clean and bathed, right? When I was little, they used to put me in the laundry sink. Big, deep sink. Yeah? And then I graduated to the bathtub. But we all... Are you baptized? Are you baptized? Are you baptized? What do you mean, sometimes? Well, I know that I was baptized, even though I don't remember it because I was too little. I know that I was baptized in this building, actually. And baptism is a special kind of bath. Okay, and the bath, let's talk about having a special bath. The baptism bath is a bath we're being washed all over in God's love. What might that feel like, to be washed all over in God's love? To be just, yeah. Wrapped up in that and washed with that love. Rubs off nicely, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay. Because actually that's the idea. We want it to rub off on others. Because God sends, when we're baptized, God sends another gift, and that's the gift of the Spirit. And it's the Spirit that lives in us and works through us to rub that love off on others. Does that make sense? So, as we're all baptized in God's love, how might you rub that love off with the help of the Spirit on others? How might you show that love?
Love them too.
Love them too? How do you show love? Hugging's one way. Giving gifts, being nice. If I fell, if I fell down, what would be a nice way to show God's love? What's that? Help them. Help me get up and ask if I'm okay. Make sure I get the Band-Aid that I need.
Band-Aid.
Exactly. See, a Band-Aid. Or if there's somebody who's hungry. Help them eat. Yeah.
And feed them.
And feed them. These are all ways that we can take that love that we've been washed in and share it with others. And it's the Spirit who helps us do that. And so I see the Spirit in you, in you, in you, in you, in you. So what does the Spirit look like? You. All of us. And God uses us to be Jesus' hands and feet in the world and share that love that God has showered on us. Okay? All right. Thank you for coming.